In this week's edition of House Matters, government outlines plans for the assessment of the country's broadband coverage. This and more after the break.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
The government is moving forward with plans for the development, design and launch of an interactive broadband map to assist in assessing the country's broadband coverage. The term broadband is used to describe a network that can transmit a wide range of signals, including audio and video. Broadband networks are especially useful in the networked world, as they can carry many signals at once, resulting in faster data transmission. Making his contribution to the 2013-2014 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, Junior Minister for Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Julian Robinson, explained how the broadband map would work.
In the same way that you have a map which shows all the roads in the country, and you will be able to pinpoint in one area all those roads, we're going to have an interactive map which will show all the broadband connectivity in the country. So you will know which parts of the country have broadband, which parts don't, right? And it will be able to guide development and planning and strategy in relation to broadband.
Mr. Robinson says funding has been secured for the project from the Inter-American Development Bank, the IDB, and a final report on a strategy and plan will be submitted in January. The project forms part of the Vision 2030 National Development Plan to expand broadband network island-wide. It also aims to support broadband infrastructure inventory and public awareness in the Caribbean. Beneficiary countries of the IDB project include Jamaica, Belize, Dominican Republic, Suriname, Trinidad and Tobago, and Guyana.
The objectives of this project, Mr. Speaker, are to assess the current state of broadband availability, analyze the current institutional, legal, and regulatory framework in the region, and make recommendations to improve the infrastructure ecosystem in the region so that penetration rates and the usage of broadband can be improved.
Come May 2014, Jamaicans will be able to retain their assigned mobile numbers across networks. Junior Minister for Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Julian Robinson, who made the announcement in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, told parliamentarians that the drafting and gazetting of number portability rules should be completed by July of this year, while procurement of central database and order handing will be conducted from June to September. Simply put, number portability will mean that so long as persons remain in the same geographic area, they'll be able to switch telephone service providers and keep their existing phone numbers. A September to March 2014 timeline has been set for implementation and testing activities for network readiness, with training and updates scheduled for March to April 2014. Mr. Robinson also highlighted a number of activities that have begun to advance the implementation of number portability.
We held two stakeholder consultations in October last year, one with the providers and one with the general public. We established a number portability working group, which is comprised of the three main operators, officials from MSTEM and OUR. We received cabinet approval in March to issue drafting instructions for the number portability rules.
Additionally, technical, business and commercial, and legal and regulatory subcommittees have been established. The state minister informed that a draft request for proposal has been prepared by the technical subcommittee and is to be reviewed by the number portability working group at its next meeting in June.
There are a number of critical steps and we have to make sure we do it right. When we have looked at many other countries, in New Zealand it took 2 years. In Pakistan, 2 years, Brazil, 2, in Malaysia, 4. In Cayman, they started 3 years ago and they are nowhere near completing it. So we have been deliberate, Mr. Speaker, in ensuring that we follow the steps.
Junior Minister for Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Julian Robinson. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time as we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.